Schools across the Chicago area are opening for full in-person learning this month. Kids 12 and older have been able to get COVID-19 vaccines for a few months now. But as of last week, only 45% of 12 to 17-year-olds in the region were fully vaccinated. And that average hides the extremes. An analysis by WBEZ shows wide swings by zip code, with wealthier and whiter areas in the city and suburbs showing much higher vaccination rates. Here to break it down are WBEZ education reporters Sarah Karp and Susie Ahn. Sarah, let's start with you. What does your team's analysis tell us about local teen vaccination rates?
So we looked at all the zip codes in the 6-county area, along with a WBEZ data reporter. What we see is that, on average, vaccination rates among teenagers are lower than adults who've been eligible for a lot longer. But they also mostly follow the same trend as adults, in that lower-income areas with many people of color are less likely to be vaccinated. So in the city, the neighborhoods of Edgewater, Lakeview, Lincoln Park, all on the north side with upper-middle-class populations, and in the suburbs, places like Schaumburg, Oak Park, Lyle, all have extremely high vaccination rates among 12 to 17-year-olds. Meanwhile, there are 10 zip codes on the south side that still have vaccination rates under 25%. So places like Inglewood in the city and Dalton in the suburbs all have extremely low rates.
Susie, what does this mean for schools as they start a new academic year?
Well, it means mitigation efforts will still be in place. You know, outbreaks among young people are rising with the spread of the more contagious Delta variant. And in places where schools have opened, there have been increases in cases. You know, we saw examples of that, especially in states that made mask wearing optional in schools, like in Florida and Arkansas, and Arkansas now trying to walk that back. School district officials here are tired of remote learning and quarantining, and they want to limit disruptions this year. I spoke with a principal, Jeff Howard, of Lyle High School out in the western suburbs. And as Sarah just noted, Lyle has an extremely high vaccination rate of about 90% among 12 to 17-year-olds. Howard says compared to last year, he's coming into fall feeling some relief.
We're going to be focused on how are our kids learning, rather than me sitting in meetings learning about the Delta variant or all of these other variants that are impacting a lot of people who don't have the vaccines.
So Principal Howard says they're going to remain vigilant, but the vaccine allows them to focus more on academics. Unlike areas with low vaccination rates in the suburbs and in the city, you know, there are pockets in the city, as Sarah mentioned, with high vaccination rates. But because most high schoolers don't go to their neighborhood school, this leaves principals trying to strike a balance with some kids vaccinated and some kids not. And in Chicago, school starts in less than 2 weeks, and principals still don't know the rules around who has to quarantine if there's a COVID case in a classroom.
Sarah, what are teenagers saying about how they're deciding to get vaccinated or choosing to skip it?
So Susie and I talked to a lot of teenagers, both in the city and the suburbs. And one thing that we heard is that parents are the greatest influence. This is one young woman named Elise King, who I met at a back-to-school bash in Austin on the west side.
I haven't gotten it because my parents haven't gotten it. And I focus on what they do. They control that right now.
Elise is going into her freshman year at the Chicago High School for the Arts. Contrast that with Janiyah Burrell, who will be a freshman at Michelle Clark High School in Austin.
The whole family, the whole house got the vaccination. I was the only one that didn't get it, so I had to go get it because I'm going back to school and I'm working. So,
remember, parents have to give permission and accompany their children to get vaccinated, so they have to trust the vaccine and think it's important. A lot of teens also talked about things that they're seeing on social media that make them question the long-term consequences of taking the vaccine. They worry that the vaccine was developed too fast, and they see it as untested. But at the same time, they're worried about going into schools where kids will be, as one young woman put it, squished into hallways, and they want to be safe, and they also really want to experience a normal school year.
Susie, given all the squishing and the variability in vaccination rates, what do school officials say they're going to do?
Well, administrators say they're caught having to balance different personal beliefs within their schools. You know, they want to really promote vaccines, but they don't want to ostracize students that are not getting vaccinated. I spoke with Nathaniel Cunningham. He's the superintendent of a high school district in the south suburbs that includes Dalton and Harvey. And as of last week, those areas had a vaccination rate of less than 20% for the 12 to 17 age group. Here's what Cunningham had to say.
We don't want to browbeat someone because they're not vaccinated or celebrate those who are vaccinated to make other people feel bad. What we want to do is make sure that they have the opportunities, that we make sure they have information if they need it, and we make sure they have access to it.
So right now, schools are trying to give accurate information and make opportunities for students to get vaccinated, you know, having vaccines on site or recruiting other students to encourage others to get the shot. But barring that, every administrator I spoke to said they are following all of the CDC guidelines like universal masking and social distancing and sanitizing. And doctors say schools are safe because it is a controlled environment, and they only get safer as more people get vaccinated. So administrators and kids are hoping for the best, but few people think this is likely to be the normal year everyone has been yearning for.
Susie Yan and Sarah Karp cover education for WBEZ. Thanks for being here. To read more and look up teen vaccination rates in your community, you can go to WBEZ.org.